The Body of Christopher Creed, Disc 3.
Chapter 8. It was dark when I got to Allie's that night. I waved to her mom in the living room, and her mom waved back and smiled, but didn't get up off the couch. She looked tired. I wondered if the divorce had turned out to be harder than she had expected. Allie's little brother, Greg, was watching TV with his face, like, right up to the screen. My mom used to lecture me for doing that. Mrs. McDermott didn't seem to notice. Allie and I went upstairs into her bedroom, and she slammed the door. I jumped a little at the loudness of it. I started to take off my jacket, and she said, "Don't let that get too far from you. If my mom's new boyfriend comes over, we have to leave. We can go out in the yard, okay?" "Sure," I said. Whatever she felt she needed. She flopped onto her bed, and I could see that from her viewpoint, she had a bird's-eye view into 5 different windows at the Creed's house. It looked like the den, the kitchen, and a row of 3 upstairs bedrooms. I pulled up onto my stomach beside her and heard the bed springs groan. "Is your mom going to freak that I'm up here?" She turned her head and passed me another one of those mystery smirks like she had the day before, like, "It's cool, but I don't want to talk about it." Leandra's mom would have pitched a fit. Then I had another thought. "Where's this boyfriend of yours?" "He won't mind you lying on my bed either," she muttered, watching the Creeds. "He knows you're coming. He's not thrilled. He doesn't trust you. But I told him you're cool and that he'll trust you if he gives you a chance." "That's really good of you," I said, getting a little tired of all the mystery shit. "So who is it? I take it it's somebody I know if he doesn't trust me."
"It's somebody."
At that moment, my heart almost fell through the bed. I got this idea in my head, and I don't know where it came from. It's Creed. It's not like I could exactly see Allie going out with Creed, but supposedly, Allie went out with anybody and anything these days. I watched her, thinking there was some logic to this. Her dumping on him, talking to him probably more than anybody else. She said she had seen the note. She's running around these days with a mystery boyfriend. Maybe he's sleeping in the crawl space under her house or in the attic or something. I decided to back off. If she was hiding Creed, it would be a complete stress to her, and I would find out soon enough.
"See the middle window upstairs?" Allie whispered. "Yeah."
There was a darker window between the two lit in the upstairs. It looked like a small lamp was on inside, while in the 2 other rooms, the overheads were on.
"That's Chris's room. She's not in there right now. She goes in there every night for about 30 minutes.
"To do what?" I imagined Mrs. Creed, like, sitting on the bed and crying or something.
"She's looking for something. She goes through his drawers, his mattress. She even pulled the whole rug up as far as the bed last night."